Faith isn't just a belief system. It's a place of movement. It's a place of dreaming and doing something that's so radical that it invites our Father's participation and all of heaven's attention. All the plans of heaven start out as whispers in our hearts, dares us to partner with the plans of another world. It is grabbing heaven with one hand and earth with the other, and pulling them together in a love collision that overpowers all earthly reign and rule. Join us for a day of encounter. Local worship leaders and Kent Henry will be leading us into a life-changing encounter. We're going on a voyage, a place of discovery, crossing over into uncharted lands in partnership with our King.
Uncharted with Kent Henry is a free all-day event hosted at Impact Life Church Saturday, August 5th. Made possible by the generous contributions of Impact Life Church, Crossroads Ministries, Underwood Dental Labs, Ernie Williamson Music, In His Hands, and Joplin Family Worship Center. Find out more at nextgenworship.com/uncharted.
Everywhere the King is King, there's the kingdom.
If you wait until you feel like everything's right, you'll never go.
There's nothing that can possibly in this earth be more spectacular than what can happen when heaven invades this realm.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Creativity is how heaven comes to earth.
It's not just singing songs, but it is fighting with truth.
We're here to resource churches, not make great music.
If we want community, we got to build it.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. My name is Clint.
And I'm Haley.
Hey, bro. My name is Josh, and my middle name is Michael, the Archangel.
Are you sure you're not Ken Henry?
Jesus on the throne forever.
Is your middle name actually Michael the Archangel or just Michael?
Just Michael.
Because okay. It'd be a little creepy.
It would be.
But an excellent branding opportunity.
Yeah. If you've ever talked to Ken Henry, more than likely somewhere in the conversation, he will ask you, what's your middle name, bro?
Yeah. It's not really a question. It's more of a, hey, man, isn't that awesome?
It's a salutation.
Oh, we love Kent Henry. Papa Kent, he butt-dialed me the other night. I'm laying in bed. he goes, hey, sorry, bro. I butt-dialed you, man.
Yeah, one of the most passionate and intense guys you'll ever meet that is a total yellow. The dude is hilarious and a riot wherever he goes, but he's carrying such a heart and a vision for worship and for prayer and for cities to be transformed by the presence of God through worship.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been around forever. Yeah. He has led houses of prayer. He's led movements. I mean, yeah. You know, when he walks in the room, he just carries something so profound and powerful. And he's on a mission. Like, there's a new flame in his life, and he's on a mission to raise up the next generation of worshipers and intercessors and world changers.
Yeah, so we had him here in January, Kent Henry, and we had him for an entire day Saturday called Captivated. He stayed on with us through Sunday and was at Impact Life Church, and he just carries such an anointing. He wrecked the room. He had the entire room down front, and it was just amazing. It was really a good time. Always a good time with Kent, and we're really looking forward to this weekend with him. We're doing Uncharted. We did this last year with Mark Hendrickson, just going off the roadmap a little bit, and just share our heart about what Uncharted is.
Yeah, Uncharted is us, like you said, going off the map, but it's taking risk. And I would like to say this, that faith is spelled R-I-S-K. So it's us getting away from the churchy mindset that we're all kind of been involved in and going on an expedition with our King. Like, we're really asking him, what is in your heart about our city, about worship, and just unpacking that into the room. So that could look like worship lasting for 3 hours, or it could look like worship lasting for 10 minutes and then healing erupts, the prophetic erupts, and we go back into worship. You know, we're basically making the presence of God the center of the room and just following whatever he's doing. And it's great practice because we're trying to empower people to get involved in the spirit and presence of God, get involved in the calling that's on their life, and see them impacted and championed to do that in our city.
Yeah, so this is a free event made possible by some of our sponsors. Impact Life Church, of course, is where we're going to be hosting the event. Crossroads Ministries, Underwood Dental Labs, Ernie Williamson Music, In His Hands, Joplin Family Worship Center, Blue Moon Boutique, Superior Steel Sales, KSN, Core Sound Pads, The Light at Joplin, Orange Leaf, Brown Boys Roofing, Sparks Auto Works, Hedman Chiropractic, and Roper Kia. We're so thankful for our sponsors to make this a free event. So come one, come all. If you're in the Joplin or surrounding areas, Saturday morning, we're starting at 9 a.m. with a meet and greet, diving right into our morning session at 10 o'clock, breaking for lunch, and then coming back Saturday evening for a night of movement in worship and ministry. So it's going to be an awesome time. You can find out more about it at nextgenworship.com/uncharted. Tells a little bit about the schedule there, what our heart is behind it, and a little bio on Kent Henry and links there to find out more about him and his ministry. He's doing some really incredible things, and we'll probably have him on the broadcast in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So coming up in the show today, we're talking about the marriage of music and identity. And we're excited to have on the program a little bit later on, Nick and Ashley Smith are going to be sharing with us about their project that they're currently working on here and now, and sharing a song from that album. Stick around.
The single mom raising kids alone. The woman headed back to school to start a new career. The woman loving and cherishing children that you didn't get to birth. The single woman who isn't waiting for a man to help you really live your adventure. The brave mom who homeschools. The brave mom who doesn't. The businesswoman. The lady preacher who's going against the religious flow. Every day, you fight for what is right and good and healthy. You wage war against dysfunctional patterns and habits in your own life and in the world around you by living with a heart that is becoming whole and healthy. You were made with a beautiful mind that solves problems and a beautiful body that creates and sustains life. You are Wonder Woman. Look around you, see the beautiful ones, and champion them.
Empowering women to thrive. Ladies, catch an all-new episode of the On Fire podcast tomorrow at onfirepodcast.com.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Next week, it's all about radical relationship. We are going to go the long haul with people that we are in relationship with. That's marriages, that's friendships, that's community. Friendship means I'm never going away.
Family.
Through thick and thin, no matter what you do or say, no matter how you've hurt me, I don't need to be justified. I'm going to continue to love you no matter what.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be sitting down, family. We're going to sit down with Melissa Brentrow and talk to her about a blog that she's written. We're also going to talk about going the long haul in marriage with her. Today, we are diving into the topic of the marriage, ironically enough, of music and identity. A little bit later on in the show, Nick and Ashley Smith will join us, talk about their latest project that they are in the middle of recording right now on identity music.
Yeah.
Share with us a song here in the studio.
Yeah, so it's going to be so fun to have them just sit down, pull the guitar up. Man, they are amazing together. Even just as a duo with an acoustic guitar, just melt your socks off. You know?
It's a little bit of Jesus magic.
It sure is. It sure is. Well, this is something we're pretty passionate about. You know, we have a music label called Identity Music, getting ready to make some big announcements about that, getting ready to release our first project. It's super exciting, a lot of buzz around it, because we're releasing the sound of our community. And we're going to branch outside of our community eventually. But man, we are super proud of the heart and the intent and the sound coming out of the community that we have helped to build, along with so many other like-hearted people, like-hearted creatives, like-hearted musicians and writers. And it's just fantastic what's happening in our city, in Joplin, Missouri. One of the things we're passionate about is what we write about. That has a lot to do with identity. We're super passionate about having, and I'm going to throw an old word out for you, sound doctrine. Get your hanky out, Josh. Good sound doctrine means that we have healthy identity. That means we understand who our Father is, but we also understand who we are. So we're not writing out of a place of deficit. We're not writing out of a place of lack. We are actively partnering with an advancing kingdom based on Christ in us. Mm-hmm. We have been made one with him. In fact, seated with him in heavenly places, the Bible talks about. So we love writing out of that powerful prosperous place, that place of influence, that place that is full of hope and full of joy and full of just an overflowing kingdom attitude.
So I'm going to get all homeschool mom on you for a minute, because what you're talking about is a very basic education kind of a principle. That music in song is one of the fastest way to get something in your brain when you want to teach your kid the days of the week, the months of the year, when you want them to learn the ABCs, when you want them to learn anything. There are songs that we use to teach them, and that helps it stick in their memory. So it's the same with the music that we listen to, the songs that we sing in church. If we're constantly pumping ourselves full of music that is about our sin and our failure and our deficit and the world falling apart, or our relationships falling apart, or, you know, he left me, we'll begin to see those things frequently in your mind. It'll become your thoughts. That's what you're going to think about.
There's and then a tear in my
exactly.
beer.
Exactly. And then that will eventually manifest in your life.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true. And that is why we talk about being a resource to the church. Resourcing the church, equipping the bride to stand up and be who she's called to be, spotless, without wrinkle. And that is the identity of the body of Christ. Of course, we're connected with worship communities all over the world. And I believe kind of the job or the mandate that these communities have is to write and release good resources for the church to declare. You know, we've said it before. We want to put words on the lips of God's people that declare who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's identity. That is who we are. I mean, we've seen it with the Helsers, with No Longer Slaves. We've seen it over and over again. Worship Mob talking about, you know, our Father has won.
Yeah.
You call me worthy, righteous and holy, accepted, forgiven. My fall was arrested by grace. These are words of identity. These are words of confidence in who we are in Christ. And they really change not only our mindsets, but they change our hearts. They literally change us from the inside out.
Yeah. You know, is it Bill Johnson that says that we can't afford to think a thought about ourselves that he isn't thinking about us? And the same principle is very, very true in our music.
Yeah.
That we can't afford to sing anything that he's not already singing.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And a lot of times, and I think we could probably say we're all guilty of this, that we have at some point in our life determined what we believe, or we have stated a theology based on an experience. Mm-hmm. Well, I know the Bible says he's going to meet all of our needs. Okay, well, we have this bill that's not met. It's super easy to get in the dumps about that and go, oh, well, that must not be true. But the power of this is declaring truth even when we don't see it. And that's called faith, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, even in the definition of faith that we so often look to in the Bible, that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we kind of partner in this like heart with even going back into the Old Testament, fathers of the faith like Abraham, Moses, where you're declaring what God has said, even though what he has said and promised has not appeared yet. And that's the power that we walk in. That's a creative partnership with heaven. In writing our music, and you know, we can all list examples too, even popular worship songs, where someone has defined their theology based on their experience. We just want to take one big step into a healthy identity of not only understanding the true nature of our Father, but also understanding what he has equipped us, and more than that, what he has transformed us into. And writing from that position, I think if we can do that, Josh, I'm so excited, because I think we can do that. I think we can literally turn in one generation a momentum that has been slowly building. We're starting to see the fruit of it in our society. You know, there's things that are creeping in. But if we can empower a generation with this healthy identity, with these truths, and put it on the lips of the most powerful people on earth, the body of Christ, I think we can see a revolution, a whirlwind in the earth.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do with our music label, Identity Music. And so many others are doing as well. We are in the curve with them. We're turning the tide. We're moving things toward kingdom on earth. We're moving things toward what Holy Spirit is doing in and through us And we ourselves are beginning to grasp our identity in Christ in a new and more powerful way. It makes us bold. It doesn't make us like timid and lowly, because that's not humility. Humility is taking your rightful place. It really has empowered us to take our rightful place. One of the biggest benefits of discovering your identity is being able to see yourself as the Father sees you.
Oh, yeah.
No longer seeing yourself outside of how he sees you, just like you said, Haley, what Bill Johnson says, don't have an opinion about yourself that he doesn't have about you.
Yeah.
And whenever you do discover your identity and you realize who you are and you take your rightful place, then you literally see yourself as he sees you, and you boldly approach the throne of grace to receive mercy. You boldly wake up in the morning and say, Father, what are we doing today?
Yeah.
But there's no, I mean, even in our shortcomings, even when we mess up, a lot of the times we base our position with him upon our actions, and that keeps us away from him.
Yeah.
It keeps us from intimacy. It says, well, I can't boldly approach him because I did this, that, or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you realize who you really are, then you can step in and say, you know what? You see me this way. I don't see myself that way. I see myself the way you see me, and it empowers me to be a son.
And we're about to see a whole generation rise up with that attitude and that mindset, and it's going to be amazing.
Coming up, Nick and Ashley Smith talking a little bit more about this. They have a heart for identity. It's in every lyric of their songs on this new project, Here and Now. They're going to share a little bit about that journey with us when we come back and share some of the music off of that project as well. Stick around. Thank you for listening to the Next Gen Worship broadcast. Recently, there has been an opening for sponsorship of the program. If your group or organization would like to sponsor the Next Gen Worship broadcast, please email us info@nextgenworship.com. This is a powerful way to partner with a movement that is inspiring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Become a sponsor of the Next Gen Worship broadcast today. Find out more information at nextgenworship.com or submit your request for sponsorship via email info@nextgenworship.com. And thank you for supporting the Next Gen Worship broadcast.
Fear is afraid of me. Next Gen.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. Next week, we're going to be diving into radical relationship. Melissa Brentrow is going to be on the program with us. Today, we have discussed the topic of marriage, of music and identity, and we're fortunate enough to have on the program with us Identity Music's very own Nick and Ashley Smith.
Welcome to the studio, Nick and Ashley.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
So good to have you. Man, we are so excited about what you guys are creating, what you guys are carrying as a couple, as worship leaders, first artists on our brand new label, which is Bouncing Baby Boy Identity Music, and we're so proud of you guys and so happy. Loving the process, loving the songs. Yeah. For those that don't know you, though, why don't you just give us a quick little backstory of Nick and Ashley Smith?
We started singing pretty much when we first met. We knew kind of right away that we were meant to sing together.
It's an amazing thought when you start to think about how the Lord plans those things before the foundations, how they just fit together so well. We wouldn't be the same without each other. It just wouldn't work.
It's definitely been a journey. There's been a lot of different things along the way that we have had to believe in and believe for and just trust that the things that we felt in our heart were really him.
Yeah. So tell us about your project. You've got a name for it, a working title at least. Pretty sure it's the one. Tell us the title and tell us kind of the heart behind the songs.
It's so new to us, this whole process, and it's been amazing. And sometimes you get into a mode of trying to make something happen. You know, you're trying to strive for something. And this one just dropped. It was just right. So Here and Now is, like you said, the working title, pretty much what we're going with. It just expresses everything that these songs are about, what we're about. It's here. It's right now. He is just so involved in everything that we're doing. And he's not waiting for this later date to drop this big, amazing thing. He already did it. And he's just asking us and wanting us to participate right now.
That's awesome. What's been your favorite thing about going through all the pre-production and finishing the writing and the arrangements?
I relate a lot to some of the artists that you hear interviews about when they talk about how some songs are like their kids. You know, it's hard to pick their favorite one because you put so much time in some of them, or they came out of moments in your life that are really heavy. You and the Lord encountered each other, and this is the product of that, or this is the child come out of that intimate moment. And just seeing these things come to life in a fuller expression of these songs. My favorite part is hearing them on Sunday mornings. You know, Josh has taken the initiative to sing one of our songs almost every Sunday, and to be in a room full of passionate Jesus lovers singing these songs that were birthed in this intimate moment with him, but now everyone's singing it. I mean, that is it. Like actually see and hear the bride sing these things out. That's what it was meant for. So,
So you guys going to sing a song for us today, right?
Yes.
Tell us about what you're going to sing.
Last year, we decided to step away from my job, which was a huge step for us. We went to this meeting in Tulsa with some of our friends, Jeremy and Tabitha, you guys know well.
Yeah.
At the end of the meeting, this lady, we didn't know her. We had no clue. You could just tell, though, that she was a crazy one. And she came up to me and she started giving me these testimonies, her own personal testimonies of how the Lord has dropped money practically in her lap. Like, I was in this bathroom stall and this money just fell. Like, honestly, and she gave me like 5-6 testimonies, crazy testimonies, how the Lord had just provided for her. And she had no clue. She's like, you got one vehicle right now. She just started reading a little mail on us. And the word she gave us was be expectant.
Mm.
I mean, it was be expectant. And I remember telling Ashley, and that was a now word where we're going, oh, wow.
After that lady prophesied that to us, something that we just started living by in everything that we did. If we had a circumstance that we didn't know what was going to happen or we just didn't know the outcome, we would just look at each other and say, be expectant. And we've just held on to that and just believed that if we're expectant, like he is going to come through with everything that we need, and his promises for us are for now, and we don't have to wait. We just have to believe and hold on that he is for us.
And there shouldn't be a moment where we shouldn't expect the best. You know, we shouldn't expect anything less than amazing from him.
Yeah.
So we took this song to Dustin Smith. He co-wrote on this. He did a lot of the really musical lifting. You know, we brought this idea of just being expectant. This song came out of it.
Call me by name, adopted me by grace, and told me you would never leave me. You have never changed. Your word is still the same. Your great love is never failing. I am expecting your goodness. You've always been good to me, even when I don't deserve it. You show me mercy. I am expecting your presence and all you have promised to me. I will not move from this place without your glory. You have never changed. Your word is still the same. Your great love is never failing. I am expecting your goodness. You've always been good to me, even when I don't deserve it. You show me mercy, yes you do. And I am expecting your presence. Without your
Yeah, this is definitely one of my favorite songs that you guys do, and I love the harmonies and the sweetness of your voice. It's so intimate and powerful,
Thank you.
What an incredible message. Like, we're expecting your goodness. It's an amazing song
Thank you.
Very timely. So give us social media, website, maybe email. Help us to connect people with you.
Our Facebook is Nick and Ashley Smith Music. You can also go to our website, nickandashleysmith.com. Email us hello@nickandashleysmith.com.
Awesome. Well, we're so incredibly proud of you guys. We love you, and we love the things that you're doing. We love what you're carrying and cannot wait to see how God uses what he's developed in your life. It's so good. Really appreciate you giving us a little taste of Here Now today.
Thank you.
Thank you
guys so much.
So good to have Nick and Ashley Smith on the program with us. Good friends, wonderful couple that are part of our community and part of our family. So we look forward to giving you updates on their project Here and Now as it is being released very, very soon. And we are very, very excited about it. Next week, we're diving into Radical Relationships. Melissa Brintro from Life of the Family. We look so forward to that. Join us then.
You've been listening to Next Gen Worship Broadcast.